We are learning Masechta Sedarim Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, but we're starting the Mishnah on the last Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Someone says, "She'in enenu miYisrael." I'm not going to have a no from Yisrael. I'm not going to have a no from anyone, any Israelim, any Eden. I'm not going to have a no from them. So what's the halacha? So now, lekeach beYisrael umoicher b'pachos. If you want to go buy something from a Jewish store, you have to overpay, because if you give the regular price, he's having a no. And you said you are not gonna means you're not gonna have enough from Yisrael. So therefore, if you buy for the regular price, you will have enough. You're gonna have enough if you buy for regular price, because you're buying the regular price. We'll see in the Gemara will come out that when it's a regular zvina, so both the lekech and the moicher have enough. When someone buys something, the lekech is gaining; he's buying this thing. And the moicher is gaining because he's selling for regular price. But if you overpay, then the lekech is not gaining. He's overpaying, so therefore he's not gaining because he can really get this anywhere and this is overpaying. So therefore he says, I'm not going to have enough from any Yisraelim. So when he goes to a Jewish store, lekech b'yoyser u'moicher b'pachos. And when he sells for less, because if he sells again v'shava, so then he's gaining. So he has to sell for cheap and buy for expensive. In the opposite case, Yisrael nen ali, he says, no Yisrael have enough from me. So then, the opposite. Lekeach v'pachos, he can't pay regular price because then he's giving enough to someone. He buys for less. U'moicher b'yoyser, he sells for more. He overcharges. Therefore, if he overcharges, that person is not having enough from him. Va'in chaymeloy. But no one has to listen to him to go overcharge. You know, the guy has a store. He says, what do you mean? You have to pay more because, you know, you now have enough of me. They don't have to listen to him. Ve'ein shaymeloy. Some of the gears say, ve'im shaymeloy. The Ram brings in two gears. She'ein enena lahen, ve'ein li, yehen alay v'chavim. Let's say he says, I don't have enough from any Israelim, and Israelim can't have enough from me. So now you're stuck. You can't buy for more expensive either. You can't do anything. So then, have enough from a guy. Now, what's the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah? So the Ran speaks out, because really, maybe you'll say that if I say I'm not going to have enough of any Israelim and no Israelim have enough of me, maybe the Nether should be bought off Me'elav, like we had. Someone says you're not going to sleep for 3 days. The loch is that you're not going to say alter. Why? Because it's not possible to not sleep for 3 days. So here it's not possible to not have enough from anyone. Zok the Mishnah, oh no, it is possible. Have an Eitzah. Go to a guy. You'll be able to have enough from a guy, and therefore you have an Eitzah. Now, another thing the Ran speaks out also is that over here, usually, you can't ask for things in the future. You can't ask the payers that are going to be grow later on. But here, I can ask for even things I'm going to buy in the future, because here I'm not answering the chayfetz, the item. I'm asking the person. I'm saying I can't have enough from the person. The person's in the world, so therefore it's shaykh to happen even in the future. Therefore, a guy can say, I'm not going to have enough from any Israeli. And he can say that forever and ever, because the people are here. That's what he says. I don't know if people are born afterwards, that would be a good child. But Maisa, he says that since the person's Ba'ilam, so therefore he can't have an all, give an all to those people that are in the world. Sounds like from the Ran Taka, the people have to be in the world. I guess people are born afterwards, he will be able to have enough from them. I guess he wait till they get a little older. We have two ways there. The two, both cases are true. The first case, the middle case is they can't have enough from him. Yeah, from him, yeah.
They can't have enough
from him. From him, right, exactly, from him.
So if he sells for less, why
is he not having
another one?
He sells for more. It says, yeah. It says.
No,
the second case is Moichah B'yayseh, it says. Look inside. The second case is Moichah B'yayseh. He buys for less, because they don't have enough from him. So he buys less than Moichah B'yayseh. So it'll be a little complicated with seeing Gemara. Just keep cheshbon. That's, you know, Moichah B'yayseh. It says Moichah B'yayseh, it says.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, who? When Reuven buys for less, Shimon's not having enough from Reuven. Shimon's getting ripped off. He bought for less. We'll try to give examples, but it's better. Reuven goes to Shimon, he says, hey, I want to buy a brand new Camry for $5,000. He's saying, Shimon's having enough. No, he's losing a lot of money. That's the case. So Shimon's not getting enough from him. So like upon him, that's the case. That's how Mishnah says. How much more? Someone picks up a keli from the Uman to check it out, see if he wants to buy it. V'nenas, and he has an oinus. V'nenas b'yodai, yechayiv. You're a chayiv. Now, the Ran learns that here, Shmuel holds, if someone picks up a keli, he brings it home to check it out. It's like someone goes to a store and brings something home, he wants to show it to his wife to see if it's good. The halacha is that he's like a shoyel. Why is he like a shoyel? Because why is a shoyel chayiv and oinsim more than a shem esach or a shem echinam? The reason why a shoyel, if someone borrows something, is chayiv and oinsim, is because kol anash aloi. He has everything going for him. He's able to use it for free. He doesn't pay for it. He gets it for free. He can use it. So therefore, because of that, he's chayiv and oinsim. See, here also, this person brought home this keli, and the Ran speaks out, he was kotz the mehar, he set a price, and now the whole thing is in his ballpark. He has full control. If he wants to buy it, he has a price, he can buy it. If he wants to give it back, gives it back. So he is kol anash aloi, and therefore he's chayiv and oinsim. And obviously just the ability to buy it also is called the ha'ana, and that's why he's chayiv and oinsim. So verses Alma, kesov ha'ana ha'sakechi. You see from here that buying something is an asakech, because if it would be ha'ana of the meicher, so then it's not kol anash aloi, the meicher is gaining also. I want to let you bring it home because I want you to buy it, I want to make money. The store wants to make money. Teretz is that here it's kana of the lekech. When a lekech buys something, sounds Shmuel saying, when a lekech buys something, the ana is his. And therefore he's chayiv and oinsim. So when I ask Kashas on the Shmuel, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Shein enem Yisrael, says, I'm not going to have ana from Yisrael. What's the halacha? He has the meicher pachos. He has the meicher pachos. He has to sell things for less. He has to sell his Toyota Camry for $5,000, a brand new one for $5,000. Because he says, I'm not going to have enough from Israel, so I have to lose on it. I will shove. It's not really losing; it's just to bring out the point. He doesn't make any money on that. I will shove a b'shav aloy, but he can't sell it for full price. He can't sell it for $35,000. He can't sell that. I will shove b'shav aloy. Via no asakechi. If in every purchase the lekech is one who's getting that, so I feel shove b'shav. Let him even sell b'shav b'shav. What's the problem? Because the meicher is not getting enough. That's what we're assuming right now. We already spoke out the Gemara's Teretz and then we learned the Mishnah, but right now we're assuming that from Shmuel, it sounds like the Lekech always the one gaining. So here, even if you sell it for $35,000, so with Shava Shava, the Maisa, Lekech's the one gaining. So I'm not, so I said, I'm not going to have enough of him, I'm not going to have enough of him, he's the one gaining. So Gemara, you're right. Usually that's the case. But Mastisim Bezvina the Rami Al Ape. Our Mishnah is talking about a sale that fell on its face, which means something that's very hard to sell. So if you sell it b'shava b'shava, then the meicher is selling. The meicher is gaining. We don't want something that's hard to sell already. People don't buy it anymore so much. And it's very easy to get. So therefore, if you sell shava b'shava, the meicher actually is gaining. So we're talking about zvina rame ape. So freit demar kasha, m'kein, emir resha, the resha says, when I said I'm not going to have enough from anyone, lekech b'yoyser, you have to overpay. Why do you have to overpay? Even shava b'shava is not called getting anah because it's zvina rame ape. So, if it's not happy, it doesn't work, the ratio. That's kasha number one. And that kasha is not answered. Remember, the kasha, another kasha. But, Eimer Seifa, it says in the Seifa, she is strong, then li. If I say no one can have enough from me, lekech bepachos, umoicher beyoiser. You buy bepachos, umoicher beyoiser. You buy for less, and you sell it for more. Why? Because he said no one can have enough of me. So, therefore, when I buy it, I can't buy regular price, and I sell it for overpriced. So the Ibiz Vina Rama Ape, if it's talking about that as Vina that's garbage, so why Moicha Vyaiser? I feel a shava b'shava. Even if you sell it for regular price, the halacha is, the fact is, that there's no hana. So the shah's not having enough from you who bought it, because the lekech gets no hana by shava b'shava by Zvina Rama Ape. So Gemara says, no, Zvina, the safer of Zvina the Harifa, good Zvina, like very hard to get. And therefore, shava b'shava becomes the hana of the lekech. Yachi. Then what's in the Sefer says that when I buy the lekech apachos, I feel shava b'shava. Even shava b'shava is called not the hana of the meicher; it's a hana of lekech. And we're saying the meicher can't have enough from you, so he's not having enough from you if you buy shava b'shava. Because it's zvina charifa. If it's zvina charifa, so then shava b'shava still don't have enough. You can sell it to anyone. So Gemara's kash is reman of shach. What's going on over here? So Gemara's tarot is what we spoke out in the Mishnah. Elamastistim bezvina mitzah. The Mishnah is talking about a regular sale. In a regular sale, both have anah. Lekech and meicher. They both have anah. Therefore, if Reuven has enough from Shimon, I ask enough from you, the law is, I can't buy something at a regular price from you because I'm getting anah. The only way I don't get anah is if I buy b'yoyser, lekech b'yoyser. And the same thing is, if I say you can't have enough from me, so there also, you can't offer me, so you buy regular price, you're getting enough from me. The only way is if I overcharge you. That's our Mishnah. Shmuel that says that the kol anash shaloi is someone called zvina charifa. With the Shmuel of zvina charifa, Shmuel is talking about that it's a zvina charifa. It's a great item. It's very hard to get. Like At certain times, it's very hard to get certain things. You know, at one point, the Tesla is very hard to get. So it's Zvina Harifas. Therefore, if you pay regular price, you are gaining. So the Lekeach is gaining. And therefore, it's Kol Hanah Shaloi. Akaponim, that's how we're learning the Amishtah. So Amishtah learns Zvina Mitzah, and Shmuel learns Zvina Harifa. The Ran speaks out, the Gemara really chapped this right away. We just want to bring out the point to show you that Zvina Rami Ape, Shava B'Shava is not Hanah. And Zvina Harifa, Shava is too, the only Zvina Harifa, then if the Lekeach buys it, if it's Shava Shava, it's Kol Hanah Shaloi. That's the Mishnah. We want to bring out this point that Rami Ape and Zvina Harifa want to bring out those points. But the Maisa, our Mishnah is Zvina Mitzah, where it's a regular sale, we'll both get our non. Shmuel took Zvina Harifa. Tanya Kavar said to Shmuel, bring it right to Shmuel. Okay, Kalim and Atagel, Shagam Vishamav. Someone bought Kalim and Atagel. Let's say he put a piece of jewelry from the Tagar to send it to his Beis Chamav, to his wife, who's engaged to, who still buys her father's house. He wants to send it. He's not sure she's going to like it, but he wants to send the present. If they take it from me, and he knows the lochal to me, I'll pay for it. From lav, and he knows the lochal if you tovus enough. Not, I'll pay you at least for the tovus enough that they were excited that I wanted to buy them a present. Even if they don't take it, I'll pay you for tovus enough. So again, here's a case also that they made up a price. All these cases were saying kol hanah shaloi is only if they made up a price. They didn't set a price. It's not kol hanah shaloi because always the meicher can say, oh, you want it, I'll charge you more. The case was they set a price. So what's the halach over here? Nensu b'halicha. Let's read inside of him. Lav, I know it's not if you tell us not to be him. Okay, nensu b'halicha. If there's an oynus on the way to bring it to the father-in-law's house, chayiv. You're chayiv because at that time it's kol hanah shaloi and you're shoyl. B'chazara on the way back, where you're no kol hanah shaloi anymore because you're probably not buying it. You're not buying it because you didn't want it. Potter. You're potter. You're not a shoyl anymore. But pesach you can know it's a sacha. But you are like a shem sacha. The Ran speaks out that the halacha is. If a shayel borrows something and the she'ela is over, so the halacha is even after she'ela is over, he still has din shem v'sacha on it because even though he can't use it anymore because the she'ela is over, but he's a shem v'sacha because the hana that the guy gave him lent him this thing to use. So therefore, that's called a schar, and he's watching now for that schar. It's called shem v'sacha. So here also the hana he had that he could bring it to his engaged wife's. House and use it for a present, that's enough of a no that on the way back he's a shem esacha at least. But he's not a shayel anymore because he's not called no shalot. Ahusav sira, any questions? Good? Ahusav sira, this broker, so the Ran says this type of broker worked like this. He used to buy a behemoth of a dam and ketsuvim, and he didn't pay yet, but he made up that I'm going to buy a dam and ketsuvim, and he used to bring it to the marketplace. And if he could sell it, so then he paid for it. And if he can't sell it, he brought it back. He gave it back. So he's basically calling Hashem. He has all the gain. He looks to see if he can charge a little more for it, and he tries to make money. If not, he brings it back. So who's Safsira, the Shokel Chamar Lezvini? He took a chamar, a donkey, to sell. V'loy Izvin, and didn't sell. Bahadi the Hadar, Isnes Chamra. On the way back, the chamar, there was an oinus, and it died. Chayvir Rav Nachman Shlumei. The Rav Nachman made him pay like a shoyl. Eisvei Ravel Rav Nachman nensu b'halicha chay b'chazor apata. Then we say by the case of bringing the kelim lebeis chamav that on the way there, where it's kol hanah shaloi chayv, on the way back already, where he doesn't plan on giving it to his wife, so then it's pata. So he was on the way back already. I didn't sell it. On Malay, no, a broker is different. Chazor de safsira halachi. Even the returning is like halacha. Why? If he finds someone on the way back, he's always looking out to sell it still. If he finds someone to sell it to, I feel above the base, even on the doorstep of the house, on the way back, he almost came back, I'm not going to sell it. And since he's going to sell it, he's still in the matziv, where it's called a shaloi, where he's din of shayel. And therefore, in such a case, there'll be a chi of ointzim even on the way back, because here, it's not over. By the case of the base chamav, he knew his wife didn't want it. So therefore, he was ready. The she'ela was over. Mashenkin over here, he might still sell it. Therefore, they still have kol hanah shaloi nichayiv v'noitzim. Zok the mishnah vayta koinim shani nena la'areilim. I'm not going to have ana from areilim from a urol. So mutter v'ara le'Yisrael v'also b'moy le'vachavim. The loch is your mutter in ara le'Yisrael because even if Yisrael didn't get a mila, we don't call him a urol. A urol is a name that we give to goyim, to non-Jews. We don't give the name Oral to Yisrael. So halacha is mutar ba'ar li Yisrael, va'asim ha'vchavim. The same thing, even a guy who has a milah, he's still called the Oral. We call a guy a Oral and a Yisrael, because we know that Nadarim go Lashem Le'adam. What Lashem Le'adam is, and even if it doesn't exactly fit with the Torah's words, but the Maisa, you can bring Raya's from the Torah, and we'll see soon, the Mishnah Taka bring a Raya from the Torah's words, but like upon him, only Lashem Le'adam. Lashem Le'adam, and we'll see Lashem Torah also, the guy is called the Oral, and the Yisrael is not called the Oral. So if you say, I'm not going to have enough of my Re'el, let me mutter by Re'el Yisrael, Asim Le'adam. She'eni Nenev Le'mailim. He say, I'm not going to have enough from Gemalatas, people had milas. Also of Arli Yisrael, Umutah b'Arli Yisrael, the law is the Oster in Arli Yisrael, Umutah b'Arli Yisrael, She'ena Arla Kruya Ela Shem Arli Yisrael. When Arla is only Hashem the guy, Shenema says in the Pasuk, Yichol HaGoyim Arelim, V'chol Beis Yisrael Arli Leiv. The Pasuk says that Kol HaGoyim Akol Arelim, and Beis Yisrael Arli Leiv. They have Otam Aleiv, but not Kol Arelim. And not a Pasuk, second Pasuk. V'Omer, it's in the Pasuk, this is by David HaMelech, where he's talking about Goliath. He says, I'm not worried about Goliath. I killed a lion once, I killed Goliath also. It says, Gam esari, gam adoiv hika avdecha. This is David HaMelech trying to convince Shaul to let him go out and fight Goliath. He says, I want to kill a lion, a bear, hika avdecha. V'hoyu ha-plishti ha-orol hazeh ka'achad mehem. This plishti is like one of those. Ki cheref ma'arachos le'kim chayim. Akoponim, so he calls the plishti ha-orol hazeh. And a third pasuk, Va'omer, Pentis Mechana, Bnois Plishtim, Pentos and Amos Arelim. The pasuk they're also talking about that he was saying that they're going to be happy with the destroying of Klai Yisrael, the Plishtim will be happy. So you see three psukim that Goyim are called Arelim. So the Ran asked, why need three psukim? Was it one enough? So the Ran says exactly why I need all three psukim. So he said, if they're the first pasuk, Arelim, maybe it means Arli Leiv. Just like on Yisrael, it means Arli Leiv. So he also means Arli Leiv. That wouldn't be a Raya. Therefore, we said the next pasuk, the pasuk with Goliath. But maybe Goliath was Noyled Mahol. Maybe, how do you know that, maybe, no, like this, maybe he was not a Mahol, he was Taka Oral. What's the Raya from Goliath? Maybe his Taka was an Oral. He didn't have a Mila. What's Raya? Every Goliath is called Oral no matter what. Maybe Taka had a Mila. Maybe he didn't have a Mila. Maybe Goliath did not have a Mila. That's just called Oral. Taka did not have a Mila. So then the third pasuk. The pasuk says that all the plishtim are called benois arelim, because the daughters are called the daughters of arelim. Sounding like the whole plishtim are called arelim. It's impossible that no one was mal in plishtim. Someone must have been noilad mal, bor mal, or whatever happened, and still we call them arelim. So you see, a guy is called arel even if they have a mila. What? Why do you need a second one? The first pasuk. It's just bringing down. This pasuk is pretty clear. That's not enough. I have this pasuk. That's not enough. This is pasuk. All three psukim already are good raya. Hey, Kasha. Yeah. Rabbi Lozman Zariah Omar, Ma'usa hi arla, shenesganu bar Risham. You see here how Ma'us arla is? Because Risham, when it's gana bar. Shenamah, it says in the pasuk, Kichala goyim arelim. We want to be mesgan, we want to make fun of a guy. You say he's an arl. Rabbi Shmuel Omar, Gedoyla mila, shenichos lo shleisha ashe brisais. Mila is a huge mitzvah because it says on the mitzvah mila in the Torah 13 times the word bris. Rabbi Yosef Magdala mila shadoiches Shabbos chamura. Shabbos we know is a very chamadig thing, and mila is doicha Shabbos. You see how great mila is. So really the third thing we said. First of all, we said that you see Arla is Ma'usa and Sekana Bar Hashem. Second of all, we're saying Gedala mila has 13 brisais. Gedala mila is doicha Shabbos. And now the next one. Rabbi Shua Mekarachama Gedala mila shloi nitla loi Moshe Hatzadik aleha maloi shah. Moshe HaTzadik was a huge tzadik. He was going to die because he didn't mala Eliezer, which the Gemara will talk about in the Gemara. He didn't mala Eliezer on the way to going back from Midian to Mitzrayim, and he was chayiv misa because of that. So you see how big Mila is. Rabbi Nechemya Eimer, Gdoyla Mila Shadoiches Anagoyim. Mila is Gevaldik, was Doiches Anagoyim. The Pasuk says, Yimo Basara Losai, Phil Yesh Shamba Harris, Yikoits. And the Chiddush is, it's regular, I say Doiches Anagoyim, what's the big deal? Even Shaloi Bizmana, Mila Shaloi Bizmana is Doiches Anagoyim. You see how big Mila is? Rabbi Eimer, Gdoyla Mila Shkola Mitzvah Shasa Avram Avinu Lenikru Shalim Achimal. As big as Avram Avinu was, he was not considered a Shalem until he did the Mila. Shadem says in the Pasuk, His Salech Lefanai, Ve'yei Sam, that, and what does it say next Pasuk? That do the Bris. So you see, until he did the Bris, he's not called a Tamim. Dava Acha, another Raya that Mila is Gevaldik. G'dayla Mila Shemolei Who, not, he, if not for Mila, Le Bora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalomai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have created this world. Shenemar in the Pasuk, Koyim HaShem, Im Loi Barisi, Yoimam V'Layla, Chukashmayim V'Arz Lezamti. If not for the Bris, Yoimam V'Layla, Chukashmayim V'Arz, I would not have done. So the whole world is created and is Mekayim only because of Bris Mila. And there's another Girsa here, right after this, that the Ran and Tosis bring down, that it says in the, it says in the Mishnah Vayita, Rabbi Eimer, Gedoyla Mila, Shehi Shekula Kenei Kol HaMitzvahs. Mila is one of the mitzvahs that are Shekula Kenei Kol HaMitzvahs. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Hine Dam Abris, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, Hine Dam Abris, HaShekar HaShem Mokham Al Kol HaDvarim Eila. And we're saying, even though that Bris is rather talking about something else, not talking about the Bris Mila, it's talking about a different Dam, but we're saying the word Bris, the dashing I called Varma Ela is Shokol Kenega Kol Tarakula, and the Gemara will bring another drasha on that. I can point them all these things that Bris is Gevaldik and it's Kenega Kol Tarakula. There are a lot of things. There's actually Rav Shlomo Volba has a sefer of all the mitzvahs that are shkulos. There are at least seven mitzvahs that Kenega Kol Tarakula. For example, you have Tzitzis, you have Mila, you have Taira, you have Avodah Zarah. All the mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs that are Kenega Kol Tarakula is the mitzvah of Mila, and we see this mitzvah all the Gevaldik Zachen of this. Of Mila, and Yetzshem the Gemara, we're going to discuss on tomorrow's daf about Moshe Rabbeinu and more gewaltige things about Bris Mila.